Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. That legal battle over confidential criminal justice information is escalating. Five former county attorneys and the ACLU have filed a brief in support of Gallatin County Attorney Audrey Cromwell in her ongoing dispute with State Attorney General Austin Knutson. The disagreement centers on whether federal immigration agencies must follow the same document request processes as private citizens, or if they operate under different rules. Knutson maintains that ICE acts as a criminal justice agency in all situations, while Cromwell argues the agency sometimes acts for civil administrative purposes, requiring a court-ordered mechanism to ensure privacy and protect against potential legal liability. The Daily Montanan reports the filing comes as the state Supreme Court weighs the Attorney General's use of supervisory control over the Gallatin County office. He'll be appearing on the statewide talkback program early next week. It's a 4th of July prank that's older than time, but it costs way more now to repair the damage. Tracy Taylor says a Billings business is asking for the public's help in tracking down the tricksters who cost them thousands of dollars for pulverizing some porta-potties.
13 portable toilets were destroyed by fireworks over the 4th of July weekend in Billings, marking the worst year of vandalism yet for European porta-pots. Owner Chris Vogel says some units were blown apart, while others were melted by fireworks set inside the stalls. He estimates each replacement cost around $900 plus shipping and says insurance offers little relief because of high deductibles. Vogel says the damage also limits the company's ability to donate portable toilets to local community events. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
And crews have started work on that major resurfacing project on Highway 93 north of Arley to Ravalli in Lake County we told you about last week. Work is already requiring single-lane traffic. That's creating some long delays. MDT says it could last up to an hour, so you might want to reconsider your route to Glacier National Park. This is the Montana State News Network.